terrible news out of Memphis with the shooting of the police officer. There's some updated news from Fox News. The alleged gunman who shot and killed a Memphis police officer during a traffic stop was free on a supervised release stemming from a bank robbery conviction. Here we are again with these releases. A bank robbery conviction, and he's free on it. Termaine Wilborn, 29, was sentenced to 121 months in prison in February for the robbery, but Wilborn, who had also been arrested in 2014 on a charge of aggravated robbery, paid a fine and agreed to mental health treatment on July 7th. God, these court systems, I'll tell you. Less than a month later, a warrant for first-degree murder has been issued for Wilborn. The late officer Sean Bolton, a 33-year-old former Marine who served a tour in Iraq, may have interrupted an illicit drug transaction when he encountered a Mercedes-Benz illegally parked on a Memphis street on Saturday night. This is according to Police Director Tony Armstrong. After Bolton illuminated the Mercedes with his spotlight, he approached the vehicle and was confronted by his passenger, who shot Bolton multiple times after a struggle. Armstrong told the reporters that 1.7 grams of marijuana was found inside the vehicle. They're calling Armstrong, who is the police director in Memphis, says the suspect messaged to him, "You gunned down, you murdered a police officer for less than 2 grams of marijuana. You literally destroyed a family." They're also saying that they lost a great officer, a great man, and a dedicated servant and family member. The police director said that the White House has contacted the department and is aware of the incident. It's also interesting that Mr. Obama hasn't made a public statement about the incident like he does with other ones. Anyway, we won't go there. Let's not politicize this. Let's hope they catch this character and put him away for a very long time, because he shouldn't have been out in the first place. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.